Roll call.
Roll call for Wednesday, March 4th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft. Excused.
Excused.
Dockstetter.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Escobel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Fladern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
President Nicholas.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Father Trellenbach, would you please lead us in the prayer?
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. We beseech you, O Christ, light of truth, born of the Blessed Father, be in his image and his radiance, who sits at the right hand of his majesty, who are our life and our praise and joy of those who seek you. You have left no generation without your bountiful kindness and abundant mercy. As you have granted every virtue to those who have freely served you with their whole hearts, grant us similar blessings. As you adorned Noah with the surety of your divine protection, grant us also confidence in your mercy. As you granted Abraham the promise of your favor, turn your face in approval towards us. As you blessed Moses to know when and how to speak to those who look to him, fill us also with confidence of your direction. As you accepted and the repentance and humility of your servant, the King David, accept our small sacrifices made on your behalf. As you transfigured the apostles in the fullness of the faith, fill us also with your grace. Grant us favorable weather, protect our God-fearing servants and leaders, keep us from every calamity. Grant peace to this assembly, this city, and our nation. Guide and protect our armed forces on land, sea, and in air. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us from every wrath, danger, and necessity. For you, O Lord, are an all-merciful and man-befriending God, and to you we offer up glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Please join me with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have no doctor and no nurse. Nobody gets sick. In 1884, the legislature passed a tax authorized for the purposes of constructing a university. Today is day 35 of the proposed 37-day legislative session. Today is the last day for third reading in the House of Second, in the Second House. Joint conference reports are due on Friday. Yeah, bring those reports in on Friday by 2 o'clock. Maybe somebody will be here. Let's see. Senator Ross.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Members of the Senate, for those of you that did attend the briefing on the Capitol Rehabilitation and Restoration, you would have received a flash drive of the PowerPoint. If you didn't attend, we will be distributing flash drives of the PowerPoint that you can take home with you. In addition, there will be tours of the Jonah Financial Services building, which is will be the new home for the legislature for the next three sessions. Those tours will be 8 and noon and on adjournment. Tomorrow we'll be sending around a sheet in that regard that you could sign up to go tour the Jonah Financial to see what your oversight committee has been doing. I urge you to do so. Thank you, Mr. Prince.
Clerk, please read in the Journal Committee report.
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March the 3rd, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jeff Wasserberger, Chamber.
Chairman.
You've gotten pretty good at after 35 days, Senator Wasserberger. There we go. Our next order of business is to Director Pauley. Is Director Pauley around? Bring him on in. Director Pauley, you know, it's with fondness that we think about your service. You were, when I started out, you were the staff lawyer for the judiciary, and you were staff in the Senate or the House side, and we had a lot of fond memories. You know, you think about directors, as I recall, we've had Ralph Thomas. We had Rick Miller and you. So in the entire service of the legislative service from its commencement in about 1968, 69, we've had three directors, and you've been one that has taken us the last. I don't, they take, they said I couldn't read off of the sheet at your direction, so I don't. But you've been director how many years now?
Since 2000. So 15.
Yeah, it's 2015. So that's how I've been here. But we've enjoyed having you all these years. You've been a great leader. We do have a gift to give to you. I'd like to present that gift to you, Dan.
You're supposed to open it. Oh, all right. Yeah. Tear it apart like that, didn't he? Who's got a knife? Ogden, you got a knife?
Who's got a gun?
Who's got a gun?
I got
a gun. I'm not sure what he's been doing with his knife, but be careful, man, I'll cut you.
Bowl that's made by Fred.
It's Senator Emmerich's bowl.
Oh, very nice. Turn around, shall I?
Steve.
Bill. Well, thank you very much for the recognition. I was walking around the halls the other day and kind of looking at the members that have been here. Senator Scott has been here longer than me, but I think that's about it anymore. Over the years, it's been really a pleasure to serve as one of your staff. We've just in the last couple of years lost a lot of the long-term staff, but I want you to know that you still have a really great staff. A real strong core that's going to serve you well in the years to come. Again, looking at those old photos all around the hallways, a lot of the members were some of them real characters, and I really enjoyed knowing them over the years. But I do want to say that you know you all get bad press once in a while, but it's been my experience that to a man or a woman, and the members have been always interested in serving their constituents, doing their very best for the state, and I'm really proud of you all. So it's been a rewarding career. I've enjoyed it. New issues, new people to deal with every year, and again, it's just been a real pleasure to serve you. Thanks. Thank you for that.
Well, Dan, thanks again. I think you are a mentor for many years on the Judiciary Committee, and you've been a great leader. We're going to miss your service, and thank you very much for all your years. Appreciate it. And thank your family for showing up as well. The next item is the confirmation of appointments.
You ready?
We are at that order of business, Senate confirmation of appointments. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into open executive session.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed and no. The motion has been approved. Will the reading clerk please read the names of the entire list of nominees?
Confirmation of appointments 2015, Aeronautics Commission, Peter Schoonmaker, William DeVore, John Newton. Department of Agriculture, Doug Miyamoto, Director. Board of Agriculture, Kevin Schieffer, J. Sean Sims, Brian Brost, Kendall Roberts, James Rogers, Agricultural and Natural Resource Mediation Board, Catherine McPherson, Gil McEndry, Arts Council, Janelle Fletcher Kilmer, Neil Hansen, Aaron Taylor, Holly Turner, Board of Barber Examiners, Glenn Chavez, Wyoming Business Council, Sean Reese, CEO. Business Council Board of Directors, Jay Anderson, Ron Harvey, Alan Hoops, Thomas Scott, Michael Sullivan. Children's Trust Fund Board, Len DeClerc, Stacy Obrecht, Community College Commission, Larry Atwell, Bruce Brown, Catherine Dooley, Sandra Meyer, Community Development Authority, Rob Boner, Pat Hand, Stephen Lentz, Cultural Trust Foreign Board, Marla Wold, Dental Examiners, Sean Ellis, DDS, Carol Anderson, DDS, Bryce Castillion, DDS, Board of Education, Sue Bellish, Nate Breen, Walter Wilcox. Energy Resource Council, Paul Lang, Rob Wallace. Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission, Ronald Baugh, Tom Fitzsimmons, Aaron Ottman. Environmental Quality Council, Rich Fairservice, Tim Flitner, Nicholas
Agopian,
Megan Diegenfelter, Aaron Clark. Board of Equalization, Robin Sessions Cooley, Martin Hardsalk, Game and Fish Commission, Patrick Crank, David Rail, Industrial Siting Council, Kenneth Latta, Infrastructure Authority, Kenneth R. Miller, Mark E. Stege, Department of Insurance, Paul Thomas Gloss, Insurance Commissioner. Insurance Agent Examiners, Richard Betcher, Jr., Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Mary Flitner, Donna K. Hines. Livestock Board, Todd Heward, Ronald Mark Isley, Jr., Lori Bonner, Board of Medicine, Val Burgess, Jody McGill, David Skolnick, Mental Health Professions Licensing Board, Kelly Heenan, Sue Bailey White, State Mining Council, Phil Dillinger, Alan Johnson, Brett Ritter, Occupational Health and Safety Commission, Douglas Thomas, Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Mark Watson, Supervisor, Mark Dolger. Outfitters and Professional Guides, Terry Mackey, James Shell. Paramutual Commission, Tom Berry, Jacqueline Crow, Mantha Phillips. Park and Cultural Resources Commission, Sue Peters. Board of Parole, Linda Swartwood, James Owen Peterson. Board of Pharmacy, Bernadine Roth. Pipeline Authority, Wyoming, Duane Zavadil. Board of Psychology, Madeline Pitch, Rose Margaret Hochheiser, and Cheryl Quinlan. Public Service Commission, Ellen Manier, Commissioner. Real Estate Commission, Randall Hall, Kim Sutherland. Retirement System Board, Max Tom Chapman III, Keith Hay, Laura Ladd, Vicki Colgan, Eric Nelson. School Facilities Commission, Janet Anderson, Mike Gilmore, Kurt Duby, Brian Monmeath. Board of Tourism, Roseanne Driscoll, Mandy Moody Phillips, Darren Rudloff. Transportation Commission, Mark Larson. Unemployment Insurance Commissioner, Kurt Schmidt. University of Wyoming Board of Trustees, Michael Massey, Michelle Sullivan, Mel Baldwin, W. Richard Scarlett III, John McKinley. Board of Veterinary Medicine, Amanda Mandy Lovett. Water Development Commission, Nick Bettis, Sheridan Little, David Evans, Jeanette Seekin. Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Account Board, Esther Wagner, Kim Floyd, Jaclyn Downey.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion?
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the consent list, which consists of all appointments as read in.
Does any member wish to remove any names from the consent list? Senator Driscoll.
President, I would like to have Roseanne Driscoll removed.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, on page 1, Sean Reese.
Any other names? Would anybody like to have any other names removed from the consent list? Will the Chief Clerk please read the roll on the consent list?
On the consent list, Anderson District 2.
Aye.
Anderson District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Landon.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. On the consent list, 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, the appointments on the consent list have been approved. The first person to have been removed from the consent list is on page 6. Roseanne Driscoll, Board of Tourism. Senator Driscoll, would you like to speak to the...
I'll declare conflict. Please vote yes for my help.
Right answer and nice and... Would the clerk please call the roll on Board of Tourism, Roseanne Driscoll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout. Burns. Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Conflict.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasterberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote.
Burns, no to aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 aye, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
By your vote, the appointment of Roseanne Driscoll to the Board of Tourism has been approved. The next item requested was Sean Reese for the CEO of the Business Council, Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I have a number of constituents who have tried to get in touch and not had returned phone calls over a number of months from this gentleman, and so I've got some problems with his constituent service, so I'll be voting no on this particular nomination, or confirmation, rather.
Senator Von Fladern.
This was a little confusing for us, Mr. President, because if I remember the process, Mr. Reese was actually hired by his own board, so I don't even know that this is a governor's appointment. So when we talked to him briefly, we said there's no reason to interview you. I mean, he said, I am hired by my board. I serve my board. So I was a little confused that his name was even on there.
Further discussion? Will the chief clerk please call the roll on Sean Reese, Business Council, CEO.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Geis,
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the Sean Reese has been confirmed as the Business Council appointment. The next item is messages from the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I move that the Senate dissolve itself from open executive session.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. The next item of business is messages from the House.
March the 3rd, 2000. 15 from the House of Representatives. Message, third reading, passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 136, Expedited EMT Licensing. Ayes 53, no 6, excused 1. Senate File 144, Microbreweries Minimum Barrel Requirement. Ayes 59, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. March the 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 454, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority Amendments. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in the amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, no 16, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 459, concurrence requested. Senate File 50, Tribal Liaison. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 44, noes 13, excused 3. Message number 455, concurrence requested. Senate file 88, emergency care stroke and acute heart attack patients. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. Message number 456, concurrence requested. Senate file 90, Medicaid Chiropractic Service 2. Senate file listed above passed on third reading, amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, noes 16, excused 1. Message number 460, concurrence requested. Senate File 132, Wyoming Fair Housing Act. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 32, noes 27, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. March 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 461, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 65, State Employees Group Insurance, County Employees. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 58, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. House from the House of Representatives, message number 462, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 38, PAC Campaign Limits and Funding. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 52, noes 7, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We have some, or a concurrence. Senator Von Platern, are you ready with respect to Senate File number 24, Infrastructure Authority?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
Mike.
Hold on.
I got it.
You're good.
To Representative, message number 454, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority Amendment. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, no 16, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Senator Von Platern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 454, concurrence requested for Senate file 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority Amendments, and I ask the body to vote no. What they did, this is the where we gave the bonding ability to the Infrastructure Authority, and the original bill had $3 billion in it, and the Senate amended it to $1 billion. And the good senator from over in Kemmer really worked hard to understand why they needed bonding authority, and we had some meetings, and it really turned out that should they need more than $1 billion, because they've only done $35 million in their many years of existence, should they need more than $1 billion we're giving them in bonding authority, they certainly would have time to come back and speak with us. It was not a priority we didn't feel, and was kind of confirmed by the Infrastructure Authority, but I'd ask the body to vote no, and we'll go over and talk to them and see if we can bring it back to the $1 billion that it left the Senate with. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further discussion? The motion is the Senate do concur with Senate file number 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority Amendments, which is part of message number 454, and you've been asked to vote no. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel? Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? No to I, Anderson 02. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 3 I, 26 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate file number 24. Senator Case, are you ready on Senate file 50, tribal liaisons?
I am ready, Mr. Presidente.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
March the 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 459, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 50, tribal liaisons, the Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated, ayes 44, noes 13, excuse 3, the House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you very much. I would move message number 459 to Senate file number 50, tribal liaisons. I'd ask the Senate to vote aye. The House added a reporting requirement, which I think is a good idea and perfectly in line with the bill. You can see that it's a reporting requirement to report to the Tribal Relations Committee, and I think it's a good idea. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Any discussion on the conference committee request, on the concurrence request? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 50, Tribal Liaisons, which is part of message number 459, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2. Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Meyer. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with Senate File Number 50, Tribal Liaisons. Senator Scott, are you ready on Senate File Number 88, Emergency Care, Stroke, and Acute Heart Attacks?
Yes, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March the 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 455, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 88, Emergency Care, Stroke, Acute Heart Attack Patients. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur with House amendments to Senate File 88, Emergency Care, Stroke, and Acute Heart Attack Patients. Mr. President, what the House did was to add a one-time report, which is carefully set for October 1st, 2016, so the program will have had time to have gone through better than a year's implementation, and that will let us know, are there any problems that are developing? Is there anything we need to do further in this particular area? Mr. President, I know discussing it with the sponsor, Senator Kraft, before she left, that she was in agreement with this amendment. I think it's a good idea. It is just a one-time report, and it will take the precaution of making sure that we find out whether this new program is being properly implemented. I would urge the Senate to vote aye on the concurrence.
Discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File Number 88, Emergency Car Stroke and Acute Heart Attack Patients. It's relating to message number 455, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Coe? Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with Senate File 88. Senator Geis, are you ready with respect to the House amendments to Senate File 90?
Yes, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March 3rd, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 456, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 90, Medicaid Chiropractor Services 2. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, no 16, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I would move message number 456 to Senate File 90, and all they did is change the date from July 1 to on the back. This act is officially immediately upon completion of all necessary for the bill to become law, and I'd ask you to vote aye.
Any discussion? The motion is the Senate do concur with the House amendments on Senate File Number 90, being represented in message number 456, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House Amendments to Senate File Number 90, Medicaid Chiropractic Services. Senator Scott, are you ready with respect to the House Amendments on Senate File 132, Fair Housing, that's part of message number 460?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March 30th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 460, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 132, Wyoming Fair Housing Act. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 32, noes 27, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, the House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur with House amendments to Senate File 132, Wyoming Fair Housing Act, and I ask you to vote aye. Mr. President, this is the act, if I call the Senate, the debate we had here, where what we're doing is passing something substantially identical to the Federal Fair Housing Act so that we can assume primacy and get complaints resolved here in Wyoming, which reduces the cost and is much more convenient for both the people making complaints and the people complained against. Mr. President, the House apparently had a lively time with amendments, but what they actually did when all was said and done, they didn't do anything that did any harm, and they actually improved the bill slightly. The thing they did of most substance, you can see in the amendments reference, page 32, line 22, they deleted shall, inserted may on whether the Attorney General is going to undertake some actions. That's the way we normally do things with the Attorney General. We give him discretion as
to vote on
which ones to take on. The other items in that amendment are of similar nature. Those actually improved the bill. The amendment on page 33 removed some words without, Mr. President, as near as we can tell, changing the meaning in the slightest. So I do urge the Senate to concur and adopt these House amendments.
Any questions or discussions? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments on Senate File 132, Wyoming Fair Housing Act, which is reflected in message number 460, and you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasterberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File 132. Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to investment of state funds, Senate Joint Resolution Number 2?
I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the report.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate Joint Resolution 2, investment of state funds, reference House Message Number 327, corrected copy, signing for the House. Representative Stubson, Conley, and Gear, signing for the Senate, Senators Ross, Perkins, and Wasserberger.
Senator Ross, we're rebooting here before I get your mic on. I don't know what you did with this last year, but it's wearing out.
It's time to move out, Mr. President.
Time to move out of the building. Each time it boots, I get more flashing colors. We're cycling through one more time here. Pardon me? Yeah, I'll make it that long. I'll tell you, when it asked me whether I want to reactivate my registration with Windows, I know I got a problem. I guess, and that's why somebody's worth $80 billion. Yeah? You can do it if you yell louder, but it's not going to go over the Internet. Okay. Turns I'm on the Internet. It's just nobody else. Or if you want, you can even come up on my mic.
Would you like to
hear that? Oh, I don't care. You may have it, Senator Christensen.
Members of the legislature of the Senate, yesterday you had an announcement or an invitation to Kraft Knight at the Nicholas House. 5:30, just a reminder, everyone is invited. If you've got a spouse, a significant other, please bring them along. If you are scheduled
I'm
for
fine.
The governor's dinner tonight,
no.
The governor has received a personal invitation to attend after that dinner, and so please come by after dinner to governor's dinner.
So it will go into the evening. You don't need to bring anything, but your own happy journey.
right? We legislated.
Aha. Uh-huh. Actually, your mic was on. I hope you didn't say anything back there. Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we ready to roll?
You're ready to rock and roll.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report in reference to Senate Joint Resolution 2, Investments of State Funds, in reference to House Message Number 327, working off the corrected copy. Members of the Senate, you'll recall that this is a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to authorize the investment of state funds not designated as permanent funds in equities upon a two-thirds vote of both houses of the legislature. What your conference committee did was we deleted some of the House amendments and then further amended. So in essence, what the language now reads on page, the bottom of page 2 and on to page 3, I'll just read it to you so you know. The legislature, and this is what we added in, may provide by law, which is normally the way you find it in our Constitution, may provide by law the investment of state funds not designated as permanent funds of the state in capital stock of any association or corporation, and may designate which of these funds may be invested. We reinserted a stricken amendment, or the language that was stricken in the House, so it continues to say the legislature may prescribe different investment conditions for each fund. We continue to say that the legislation establishing or increasing the percentage of any fund that may be invested under this subparagraph shall be passed only by a two-thirds vote of all members of each of the two houses voting separately. We did continue, the House did some amendments on Section 2 that just cleaned up the language. We added another word of additional on page 4 of the bill, and so in essence, we pretty much returned to the original version, except for we added in some language as maybe prescribed by law, so that it's clear that there has to be a legislation in this regard when you're talking about the investment of these funds in various equities. I'd urge your aye vote on the Joint Conference Committee report.
Any discussion on the report? The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report for Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, Investment of State Funds. It relates to reference House Message Number 327, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Stockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson? Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report, Message Number 327, to Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, Investment of State Funds. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Point of order, I think that you probably should mention that does require two-thirds vote since it's a constitutional amendment.
The majority floor leader is correct, and it did pass on the two-thirds majority vote requirement for a constitutional amendment. Senator Case, are you ready with respect to message number 329 on House Bill 38, PACS?
I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the report.
I don't have it yet. Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 38, PAC Campaign Limits and Funding, reference Senate message number 299 to engross copy. Signing for the House, Representatives Wanitzer, Lindholm, and Stubson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Case, Pappas, and Scott.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, what was that message number again?
The message number is 299 to House Bill 38.
Mr. President, that's exactly what I would move. I would move message 299 to House Bill 38. Mr. President, when that bill left, this has to do with PAC funding. And, Mr. President, as the bill left the Senate, there was we repealed that Section M in the bill, if you look. And that would have eliminated a restriction on PAC funding. As the bill was originally introduced, Mr. President, it had a unlimited funding for statewide candidates and a $3,000 restriction for non-statewide candidates. Mr. President, we got together, figured out that they wouldn't go for unlimited, so we ended up with is it $7,000 or $7,500?
$5,000.
$5,000. I'm sorry, Mr. President. It's $5,000, kind of splitting in the middle. We repealed the entire section, but I suspect this is probably a more responsible way to go. And remember, Mr. President, this is kind of a free speech argument. There's those of us that feel it should be unlimited, but this seems to be a good compromise. It's a significant movement in current law, and the conference committee unanimously agreed on this amount.
Further discussion on the conference committee report? There being none, the motion is the Senate do adopt the joint conference committee report to message number 299 on House Bill 38, PAC. Campaign limits and funding, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserbrugger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report, message number 299 to House Bill 38, PAC Campaign Limits and Funding. Conference Committee Appointments. The conferees on message number 454, Senate file number 24, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority Amendments are Von Fladern, Chair, Rothfuss, and Anderson, 28.
I wanted on that one so bad. Bills on third reading.
We're at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have any interest in a consent list?
No, I don't, Mr. President.
Didn't think so. Good. House Bill 85, third reading of the bill.
House Bill number 85, Motor Vehicle Passing Bicycles, sponsored by Representative Stubson, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 85, there are any discussion? There are no amendments. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebow?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Excused.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks? Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 aye, 7 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 85, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect the Senate, House Bill 85 has passed the Senate. House Bill 114.
House Bill number 114, Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zones Act, sponsored by Representative Yagi. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We have amendments. Will the reading clerk please read in the first third reading amendment?
House Bill 114, third reading amendment number 1 to substitute bill number 1. Delete the Scott second reading amendment.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move third reading amendment number 1. What this amendment does is it deletes the second reading Scott amendment, and I've got about 5 points that I want to allude to. First of all, under federal law, the Federal Gun-Free School Zones Act, it prohibits guns on school property or school zones except in limited instances. So one of the exceptions is if the firearm is not loaded and in a locked container or locked firearms rack that is on a motor vehicle. The Scott Second Reading Amendment does not prohibit the gun from being loaded and allows for the gun to be in a container for which the firearm must be removed in order to be used. A cigar box on your dashboard with a loaded .45 would be acceptable. The allowance for a closed gun bag is also problematic. Second point, the second reading amendment, members of the Senate, actually co-mingles, and I brought this up yesterday, the concept of concealed carry and open carry. There's no definitive criteria for establishing the difference within the amendment. So it makes it problematic for law enforcement in administering and enforcing the law, and I had an email this morning from my local sheriff concerned exactly with that. Plus, in this amendment, there's just no process established for the governor to exercise his authority. Which brings me to the fourth point. The governor may prohibit the application of this section in special circumstances. That's what's in the amendment. The section is the entire statute of Wyoming Statute 68105 as created by the substitute bill for 114. This allows the governor veto authority over any governing body for special circumstances. So in my way of thinking, this negates the element of local control that I believe is vitally important in the bill. One last item, the amendment specifies a firearm in a vehicle within the grounds of any public place. So this is much broader than the five zones specified in the bill. With that, Mr. President, I ask that you support the amendment.
Discussion on the amendment, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I would strongly urge you to reject this amendment. What the second reading amendment did was provide our citizens, our ordinary citizens that do carry guns, with a simple rule when they're dealing with one of these gun-free zones. If you leave the gun in the car, you aren't going to get in trouble. And it does ask that they be in a container. It's not quite as strict as the federal rule on the schools. Frankly, I don't think anybody's ever going to enforce the federal rule. What will get enforced is the state rule. And this is a simpler proposition for our citizens. Now, there is a subsequent amendment coming that tightens it up a bit, and that's a different issue that would work, too. But this puts something in this bill that will help the average citizen who carries a gun, who doesn't want to get in trouble, comply with the law and be sensible about how we go about it. So I would urge us to defeat this amendment. I think it's the second reading amendment is entirely workable and a very good practical standard.
Further discussion on the amendment before the movement takes the second and final time? Senator Coe.
I just want to draw your attention, if you pull out the amendment and read it, it says, notwithstanding any provision of this section, any adult who may lawfully possess a firearm may have that firearm in a private motor vehicle on any road, street, driveway, or parking area within the grounds of any public facility in which firearms are prohibited. So you're opening this thing up to everything. It does have direct confrontation with federal law. That was brought up to me this morning by our sheriff, and they do go out there and try to comply. And so I think the amendment's just not quite right for this bill at this point in time, and ask you to vote no, or vote aye. Vote it up, vote it down.
The question is, on third reading amendment number one, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That motion has failed. The amendment has failed. If the reading clerk would please read in the second third reading amendment.
House Bill number 114, third reading amendment number 2 to substitute Bill 1. Delete the Scott second reading amendment.
Senator Coe.
Well, with that, Mr. President, I'd move third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 114. And actually, this is just some technical corrections if, in fact, we didn't adopt the First Amendment. And it identifies a process in this amendment for the governor to exercise his authority, executive order. It conforms the law to the federal requirements under the Gun-Free Zones Act. And the amendment, as passed, should be under Wyoming Statute 68104 and cross-referenced in the newly created section. So this is a technical correction. I ask that you support the amendment.
Discussion on the amendment. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, this does tighten it up a little bit. It's not quite as good as the previous amendment, second reading amendment, but this is a workable amendment that will achieve most of the purposes.
Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. This morning I checked in with the second biggest educational institution in our state just to make sure that I wasn't misrepresenting anything. And I'm struggling a little bit to track this in, but frankly, this is an area that I think the colleges, at least, I can't speak for all the school districts out there, but the colleges have this pretty well under control, and frankly, they don't go car to car. Anyone visiting that campus is allowed to have these weapons in their cars because we live in a place where most of us have one. And So, you know, I'm trying to make sure in my mind that, that we're not restricting something that we don't restrict now. You know, and I'd have to represent only my district, but we've got this covered. And I would assume that the colleges, the university in your neck of the woods probably have this covered as well. So voted up or down, but I did want to represent, Mr. President, that that's what's normally, I think, going on now. Thank you.
Further discussion on the amendment? The question is, shall the Senate adopt third reading number, amendment number 2? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The amendment's been adopted. We're back on the bill. Further discussion on the bill?
Question.
There being no discussion, the question having been called, will the chief clerk please call the roll on House Bill 114?
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich? Escobel, excused. Geis?
No.
Hastert? Hicks?
Yeah.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 3 aye, 25 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 114, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected the Senate, House Bill 114 has failed to pass the Senate. House Bill 183, third reading of the bill.
House Bill number 183, Insurance Coverage Early Refills of Prescription Eye Drops, sponsored by Representative Petrov. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 183, is there any discussion? Are there any amendments? Being neither, if the chief clerk would please call the roll on House Bill 183.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe? Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel excused Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 23 aye, 5 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, the Senate has adopted by majority vote the House Bill 183. Passed the Senate. We're at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act Number 61.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, being original Senate File 12, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, being original Senate File Number 12. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 62.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 62, being original Senate File 33, and act relating to elections.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 2062, being original Senate File Number 33. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 63.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 63, being original Senate File 18, and act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 63, being original Senate File Number 18. I so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 64.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 64, being original Senate File 144, and act relating to alcoholic beverages.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 64, being original Senate File 144. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 65.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 65, being original Senate File 136, an act relating to emergency medical services licensing.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 65, being original Senate File Number 136. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 98.
House Enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill Number 166, and act relating to electrical safety and fire prevention.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill 166. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 97.
House Enrolled Act Number 97, being original House Bill Number 228, an act relating to real property.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 97, being original House Bill Number 228. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 96.
House Enrolled Act Number 96, being original House Bill Number 212, and act relating to workers' compensation.
I'm about ready to sign the House Enrolled Act Number 96, being original House Bill Number 212. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 95.
House Enrolled Act Number 95, being original House Bill Number 162, and act relating to public health.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 95, being original House Bill 162. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 94.
House Enrolled Act Number 94, being original House Bill 243, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 94, being original House Bill Number 243. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 93.
House Enrolled Act Number 93 being original House Bill 235, and Act relating to foreign corporations and foreign limited liability partnerships.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 93 being original House Bill Number 235. I have so signed. You may. Anything to break this up.
thank you, Mr. President. I'd like everyone to please turn your attention to the gallery. Today we have visiting with us the fifth grade class from Alta Vista Elementary School here in Cheyenne. And with them is Katie Armstrong and Kelly DeBryan, their teachers.
Well, the good news for the gallery is this is the last one. House Enrolled Act Number 92.
House Enrolled Act Number 92 being original House Bill 215, an act relating to community juvenile service boards.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 92 being original House Bill Number 215. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that actually clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate stand recessed until 2 p.m.
Are there any announcements? There being no announcements, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Take up too damn much room in my office.